Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and I'm here with Robin, a real good friend of mine, and we're recording the show. It's airing on Thursday night, and it's Robin's first time on being on the on radio and Blog Talk Radio. So it's a real honor to have you, Robin. I'm glad that you're here. And no one can hear it now except you and I. So, but we'll just keep the cussing down to a minimum. Just kidding. And and we won't mouth bash too much. That I really am kidding. Yeah, because I have a friend of mine that she says, "What do you guys do on Blog Talk? I can't really mouth bash and cuss a lot." She says, "I really need to listen in." Like, yeah, you're kind of people. Anyway, we got some good folks here, though, and Robin is a good friend of mine. And if you guys read the read what I'm sending out to you, but when you read it, this show will already been done, and you're going to be able to listen to it. But she's a teacher, an up-and-coming teacher, healer, light worker, Reiki practitioner. She does some amazing meditations, and she's just wonderful. And she's such a big heart for people. And I think that's really what brought her to the situation where she's able to do all this stuff, because she really enjoys seeing people, you know, find their way, because that's how you're finding your way, and that's the way we all are. But, Robin, how did you find, you know, discover your path? You're discovering, it's a journey, I know. How did you get started? Let's start there. So, you tell me whatever you want to add to whatever, because I'll ask questions. But go ahead, share with us. How did you get started?
Consciously, I got started when I had with you in 2008, and you mentioned that I would be good at Reiki, and I asked you what that was, and you told me, and I knew right away from some past experiences I had that that's exactly what I needed to do.
Wow.
Yeah, so I took your class. I took Reiki 1 and 2, and I did not take the Reiki Master, and I don't know why, and I still don't have any desire to be a Reiki Master, and I'm not sure why I don't, but maybe I don't need to do that. But anyway, in the mornings, what I do is I'll do some stretches, and I'll do, at that time, I was doing some Reiki sessions on myself every morning after morning stretches. I'd sit there and do a Reiki session on myself every morning. I guess I started progressing in 2009. I met someone named Sylvia, and she introduced me to Linda, who had a shop, and she had a Reiki circle on Friday nights. And she allowed me to do sessions on the people that would come there on the circle. So I was able to work my Reiki, you know, practice it, and I guess get stronger at it or more experienced. Just not sure the correct word there. To raise my vibration. Tell me what the word is. What is it that I...
No, you're doing great, because I want to go back to something, because you're, like, amazing at Reiki, okay? And Robin has always downplayed who she is and what she does. This is her nature to do that. But you raise your vibrations. But you do Reiki on yourself. And, you know, I forget to do it on myself. And so when you do it on yourself, does it give you, energize you? Does it make you... do you feel more calm, you know, because I did a show yesterday on like being mindful of yourself. Is that what Reiki helps you do, just mindful of you?
Yes, I felt, it relaxed me. It helped me, you know, stay calm through the day. It just relaxed me. I felt good afterwards. Kind of like the meditation, but with the Reiki, you don't have the visions or anything. You feel the warmth and the calmness. So that's what I would do that, yeah, every morning.
When you're giving Reiki,
let me ask
you this, and you give it to others, and so you've had a miracle on yourself, okay, where you're feeling good and you're mindful and it's a form of meditation for you. Have you been able to heal yourself of, like, body aches and pains? I mean, I have a lot of those myself. PMS or, you know, or anything like that. Or, you know, some people, I have a 20-year-old girl that's just doing, I gave her Reiki, and she's got rheumatoid arthritis, such a painful illness. So you were going to say something, but can you branch off a little bit and share that with us too?
I don't know if I heal myself, but I do feel better. Like if I have a cold or something and I do Reiki, it's like I feel better. I actually feel better. So, and it does give me more energy. I guess at that time it does give me more energy to keep, you know, to go. But it does make me feel better.
Well,
I don't know about healing anything in particular, because I've been pretty healthy. I'm pretty healthy, so I don't know about that.
If it heals you of anything, it keeps you healthy, right? So that's cool.
Like yeah, that. It makes me feel better. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
right.
So I did that. Especially when you have a hectic day and I'd take like 10 minutes to do a session on myself, and that would be all I needed. Now, I don't do it to myself too much anymore, but I do meditate every morning now for 15 minutes.
Why do you choose 15 minutes?
People
don't
want
to do this too. Okay, so you do 15 minutes in the morning, I do 15, 30 minutes or whatever, but how important is meditation to you? Because people that are listening to the show, well, later, or who will download it later and listen to it live on Thursday night, you guys, she's written some wonderful meditations, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But why do you feel meditation is important? I want to know that, okay? And I know everybody else is, and I'll get tons of emails about it too, wanting your meditation to let you know. It's all good.
It's my way of communicating with my higher self, I feel. I feel like that's where I get to most of the time. I mean, you do have days where you can't sit there and focus on what you want to do, but that's what I do. I just feel like I do reach my higher self, and it feels like home. I feel very comfortable there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, how long have you been meditating?
Probably going on a couple of years now. It took me a while to do it every day. It's like, I took certain classes here and there, and you read about it, and I would try certain time of the day, or, I try to get into a routine, but it took me a while to find the spot that I needed to do it. So now I do it every morning. After my stretches,
cool.
I'll do it every morning.
But, well, that's good.
And
by the way, guys, she does Reiki. She looks like she's 25, okay? And she's slim and trim and beautiful. And so I think it's Reiki. I think it's meditation. I think it's just good clean living, Yeah. Because
yeah.
I know you're a medical, you do medical stuff too, I think, but that's a whole other story. Go on. You were saying something, but I want to put that in there so people know that about you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
beautiful on
is.
The inside and the out. So
thank you.
It's important.
Thanks. Taking care of yourself, just doing simple little things is also very important. Trying to eat the right stuff, but every morning I'll massage my feet with oil. and that
wow.
feels good, It's like I think little things like that don't take a long time, I do believe
right.
makes a big difference to yourself. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's just one of the little things I do also. It's like, have some sesame oil, and I'll massage my feet every morning with them.
That's nice. That's really nice. So you believe in meditation for yourself. You do stretching and Reiki on yourself. And Reiki, you guys, is a form of healing, and call it whatever you want. I think that Robin has her own way that she does it for her and works for her, and she practices with other people. But I think on a soul level, we all understand Reiki. It's just transmuting or transferring universal life energy into other people. And that's where really healing starts, is when you're open to receiving great energy, really. And you
yeah.
said something about vibration. How important is vibration? Talk to us about that.
That I'm learning is very important. I just recently started Kundalini yoga. And the breathing techniques that they have there, I can actually feel the prana in my body and the vibration, raising up. And that's a whole other level for me that I'm just now getting myself into. And it's
that's amazing.
Very interesting. Yeah. And
I'm going to ask you questions about this one, okay? What's prana? Because people are going to want to know that. And I'm saying that. If we were doing it live, Robin, it'd be the same thing. But Pran, is that what they call the life force energy? That's neat. And you feel it
yes.
in you. And
okay. your life energy. You can feel it kind of like vibrating off. Like if you hold your hand, you can kind of just feel it in your hand. But like vibrating the energy. So yeah, that's what that is.
Why did you choose Kundalini? Kundalini is sexual energy too, right? Sexual energy. I'm a dummy, so you know, I'm a new person with this. Not me yet, right?
I don't.
That'll be good.
Yeah, no, I know. That I don't know if it is or not, but it is. It's breathing. You hold in certain poses, and you're breathing, and you have to hold it for a minute to 5 minutes. You know, breathing a certain way. A lot of breathing is the breath of fire that you do, but it's very challenging. You know, because sometimes it's hard to hold a pose and still breathe. And breathe heavy, like, you know, deep, like you're supposed to. But that's still new to me. I just started that. I haven't even been doing it for 2 months, so I'm still new at it, but I'm very excited with it. So I read about the Kundalini yoga in a couple of my readings that I've been reading. And so as I said, since I read it in one book that I was reading, and so now the second one, I said, okay, it's time for me to look into it. And, you know, follow this trail here and see what happens.
That's what I appreciate about you, because you, Robin is like this, she's not the hare, she doesn't go extremely fast. You're more like you just the tortoise, and you just take one step at a time, And that's what
I
you
am
do.
Slow.
And I'm not going to say you're slow, but you are consistent and persistent. You don't move fast, right? It's not your nature, and that's the way you prefer it. And you got your own rhythm. Kundalini is really showing that, which brings me to another thing you said just a second ago, and I get this a lot. How do I know this is right for me? How do I know which path to choose? Do you hear something twice? Do you have a dream about it? You know, yoga, using yoga as an example, is that how you knew that you were supposed to do yoga? Is that, and you said you knew from your past experiences before you got, you know, before we did Reiki with you and you took the classes, did you have a feeling about an ability in your hands? So answer those two questions. I mean, I'm not sure how you do that. So do you hear angels, or do you see angels or feel them?
The yoga I started because of my body and my age and my body, and I needed something to strengthen my body, because I'm an electrolysis, so I'm sitting and I'm leaning over people, and at the end of the day, my back would be sore. So I wanted to do something to help strengthen my back, and that's why I chose yoga. But that turned out to be one of the best things I could have done, because I love yoga. I don't do it often. I only go like once a week, but that works for me, because I do things every morning, some certain stretches every morning also. The Reiki, I had some very interesting experiences in my past before. I didn't even realize what Reiki was. And some of the experiences is I have a niece. She lives in Illinois, and I went to visit her, and she wasn't feeling well, and she was standing next to me. She walked away, and she came back. She goes, "I feel better standing next to you." So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So that was one thing.
Uh-huh.
Another thing is I had read a book on meditation a long time ago. My daughter is 28 now, and I think she must have been like around 6 or 7 at the time, so it's been a while. I don't know how I did this, but my grandfather was sick, and all I wanted to do is I remember thinking I wanted to send him some of my energy. So I laid down and visualized me going to him, who lives in Illinois, and I'm here in Florida, and giving him some of my energy. And I was actually there. I can see his house, and I'm there, you know, sending him some of my energy. And then I did see my grandmother, and I could feel her sadness. So that's one thing.
Wow.
And the other thing, which is Stacy was young, and she was away to her father's in South Carolina, and I was home alone, sitting on the couch, watching TV in the middle of the afternoon, and all of a sudden, this energy, angels, came, took me. I was dating somebody who had a sick grandson, took me to his grandson. I'd never met his grandson, but I knew it was his grandson. And my body was full of healing energy. Now I can, you know, I have the terminology for that, and I was just sending him this energy, and I can see myself sending it and feel myself sending it. And then when I felt that he had enough, I went to my grandfather to give him some of that energy. When I got back to being on the couch and, you know, it was no longer with the angels or whoever it was I was with, my first thought was, wow, that was the most amazing experience this body could do besides having a baby. I was just so in awe of what just happened. And I was, it was amazing to me. And I never talked about it. I mean, besides today, I can tell you on one hand how many people I've told about that experience, because it was different to me at that time. So
that's amazing, Robin. Wow.
So when you were telling me about Reiki, I said, yes, this is where I need to go. So that's why I went there.
Well, you know, Robin and I've been going, we've known each other for a few years. I mean, it's amazing the growth that you've had. I think that the information's always been there, because our soul remembers everything in many lifetimes of it, don't you think? And, man, what you just told me, so you're just like going to different places. So you're at, you know, it's not astral traveling. What is that called? Your body's actually, your astral body's traveling, and you and the angels, because I believe it's angels, higher power, whatever you want to call it, a higher vibration is taking you, and where you are experiencing not only giving the healing, but receiving the healing yourself, correct? Don't you think? You give it and you receive it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I was, because I did feel good. Yeah. Yeah, it was a strong force.
Yeah.
I believe they did it strong enough for me to definitely remember and know that that's what they did, you know, instead of me thinking it's a dream or something. I mean, it was forced. It was fun. It was amazing.
That's
the only time that's ever happened to me. That's the only time that ever happened.
But, well, I'm not going to be calling you the tortoise anymore. I'm going to be calling you the secret person. Okay. Oh, yeah, by the way, I went traveling, gave a field, and I killed a couple people. That's funny. Anyway, that's amazing, Robin. I'm asking a lot of questions. What do you have to, you want to say something? I'm so sorry, but it's like, I really get into this kind of conversation, so forgive me if I'm being too much.
Oh, no, that's fine. And I was going to say the power of visualization is very strong, too.
How so?
Well, with my grandfather, I was able to visualize, you know, going to him and doing that. So that was, to me, that was visualization, I think, right? You know,
you visualize it and then you're there. To do that, you have to have a strong focus. And you're very focused. When you make up your mind to do something, you focus, right? I think so.
Yes.
And that, now, this is, ladies, pay attention, okay, when you listen to this part. Robin has been able to visualize, meet her guy, meet her new love, and I'll say that, and I didn't ask if I could ask this, so I'm assuming that I can. How can someone else do that? Because you're doing that, and I know another friend of mine, Diane, did that too as well, And do you do it during Reiki? Do you meditate, or does it just happen? Do you astral travel? And if we want to do it, how can we do it? Somebody just
start. Yeah. No, I don't travel. It actually just happens. I don't. It just happens. Like during my meditation, he'll be there. I actually haven't seen him lately in my meditation, but I do know that if I wanted to, I could see him. It's like I can feel that he's close by, but I actually haven't seen him lately in my meditation. But yeah, it just, that just happens. He actually was in, helping me do Reiki, over a year ago, I'm doing Reiki for a short period of time. For a couple of months, I'd be going to these circles to do the Reiki on people, and he would be there with me, which I was like, that was amazing too. So he'd be there and he would help me, you know, with his energy and my energy, we would do the session on the person I was working on. So it was,
you guys have to understand, she's seeing someone, his energy's there, but his physical body isn't. per se.
Right.
Like you go to your grandpa. Yeah, you know, you probably need to tell people that. No, Di, my friend, and she and I wrote a book together. She did the same thing, and then they finally met, right? And, you know, and then it was like she was all, you know, she was seeing him in her meditation, and, you know, and the things that she did because she works with, she does a lot of work with special children. And so he would help you do your Reiki or do your energy work on someone. Wow, it's amazing. And you feel like that is the man, your soulmate, your twin soul, the man you're going to be with, correct?
I do. I feel very strongly that we will get together eventually, very soon. You told me very soon. I feel like it's going to be very soon.
He doesn't need to show up anymore on the astral plane. He just show up right next to you and have him sit down and have a cup of coffee or a beer with you to drink on there. So anyway, that'd be good. Listen, one question, because we're going to run out of time here in a minute. You, what made you choose Kundalini yoga versus, I don't know, there's several different types of yoga. So were you just drawn to that particular form, or was there something about it, or did you read something about it that you liked?
I did.
I'm supposed to do yoga, and I do it once every 2 weeks, but I'm not enjoying it like you are. So maybe you need to try something different. Okay.
Yeah, the Kundalini, I had read about it in The Hands of the Light, Barbara Ann Brennan's book. She has exercises in there to help, you know, open your chakras and your vibrations. And she recommended Kundalini yoga in her book. So that was, you know, it was one of the places. And it does, you know, the exercises you do does help open and raise your vibration. I mean, I can actually feel at the end of the class my vibration is raised. I feel like I just woke up. It was like at 7 o'clock at night until like 9. And it's at the end of the day, so when I get there, I'm kind of like, you know, it's at the end of the day, you just want to go home. But after I get done with Kundalini, I feel awake, refreshed. I can feel the vibration, you know, in my body, and I just feel so much lighter.
That's good. I've got that Hands of Light. I'm going to look at it myself. Thank you, because you've helped me tonight. I really appreciate it. Maybe you can help a lot of the people when they hear the show. Your meditation. You've created a meditation, and guys, it's wonderful. I'm going to get it out there for her so you guys can download it. It is her gift, because the next one, you guys are going to just be blown away by what she's doing. And then we're going to let you try her meditation out, and then she's going to create some more meditations, because this is the meditation guru. Anyway, because you do a meditation that anybody from any level will get something out of. I want you to know that, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
So how did you come up with the meditation? How did you learn how to do that? How did you say, okay, I'm going to do this type of meditation? How did you break it down? And why do you like it? I know I just told you why I like it, because anybody can do it at any level, and you're going to get a lot out of it. So,
anyway,
women are going to say, I got to get that meditation so I can meet my guy. It's funny.
I probably it's just a little bit of what I've learned and what I've heard, and kind of just what works for me, what I'm comfortable with my you know, with my routine and what I'm able to do. I just do a lot of visualizing in my meditation.
Okay. That's important. You were so right on about that, you know, and everything. I want to really have you on again in a couple of weeks after Christmas and in January, because there's so many questions I want to ask you. And I'm going to get a lot of emails from this, okay? And I'm saying this on the phone so you guys can be able to download the show 365 24/7. We need to get her to do some more shows with us where she's talking about yoga, where she's talking about visualization. I would love to do a show with you where you're just talking about visualization and yoga, because you've got, like, there's like a whole buffet of stuff here to talk about, and I'm trying to touch on everything. But there's so much here. Robin, you are such a joy, because I really have gotten involved in this interview, and you've been so open and sharing, and she's beautiful, and she looks 25, so whatever she's doing, we need to do the family dose of it. It's all good.
I feel good too.
Yeah.
Thank
cool.
you so much. Thank you.
Okay, and you guys, she's Transformation Thursday. This woman's transforming her life. But one thing I've learned from you and others if transformation is an ongoing process, isn't it? Really,
it is. Yes, so it is. Yeah. You can always go one step further, right?
There you go. It's a journey, never a destination. You've been amazing. I will send you all this information. You guys that are listening to it, share it with friends. We're going to get the meditation. She's going to record it probably in the next few days. No pressure. Anyway, and you guys can have it and learn about visualizing and look what she's doing. So if she can do it, I know we all can. We have a great gift inside of us. Thank you for sharing about your higher self, too. That's cool. And we'll talk about that another day, too, as well. So lots of new stuff to chat about if you're open for that and cool with it. And you guys who are listening now or listening later on Thursday, thank you so very much. And, Robin, you have a great now, and I will catch up with you in a few days. All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
All right, thank you. Okay, thanks.